We had had in the Mishnah, let us just see again, I'll go over quickly the Mishnah and the two Lashonis in the Gemara. Kaisel Shemein Beis Chatzeres Gavoya Asora Verechev Arbo. You have a Kaisel that's dividing two Chatzeres, and it's Rechev Arbo, Ma'arvin Shnaim, they cannot be Mi'arev together. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnaim, each one is Ma'arev Bazunda, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echo, they cannot be Ma'arev together because there's a Kaisel that's Mapsik Beinei. If on the Reisha Kaisel there were Peiris, Eilu Oilin Mikan Ba'Oichlin, Ve'Elu Oilin Mikan Ba'Oichlin. So from both Chatzeres, they're allowed to go up and eat on top of the Kaisel. But they're not permitted to bring down the Peiris from the Kaisel into their Chatz. Zakti Gemara, Ein Boy Arbo Amai. What is the halacha if there is not Arbo Tfochim, the Kaisel is not Rochov Arbo Tfochim? Omar Rav, Avir Shtei Reshuyois Sheletes Boy, Loyozes Boy Afilu Moloi Nima. So Rav holds that since it is less than 4 Tfochim, so does not have a Teiris Reshus Pifnei Atzmoi, on the Reichev HaKaisel, so it becomes bottle to both Reshuyes. Now, since we have, on each side, we have a Chotzer, a private Chotzer, which one is not permitted to take from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer, the two separate Chatzeres, so the Reichev HaKaisel gets a din that Kol Mashu Mashu Shaboy is a din as a chelik is Reuven's chotzer and a chelik is Shimon's chotzer, so you cannot move it molei nima because you are being mighty from Reuven's chotzer to Shimon's chotzer. When it's dalit vachim, so it's considered a reshus bifnei atzmoi. So memele, so then even though it's a chotzer sheine murevis, but peiris she kelim she shofsu bechotzer, you'll have to be metaltal on the chotzer. But over here, it has a din of both chatzeres are kolol in the reichev HaKaisel, so memela you are being metalta from one chatzah to the other chatzah. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu Mailin Mikan Va'oichlin Ve'Elu Mailin Mikan Va'oichlin. Rabbi Yochanan says that what Rav said, that if there's less than dalit for him, it is more chomom, punfakert. If it is less than dalit tvachim, so it's kill than the Mishnah. Then the halacha is not only are you allowed to be oila on the kaisel and to move the peiris on the reichev HaKaisel, you're permitted to bring up from the chatzeres to the kaisel. So Rashi says malin mechatzeron leroishay. You're allowed to bring up from the chatzer to the Reish HaKaisel. Well, who are then the Meiriden? Now, what is the Svar Rabbi Yochanan? The Mokim Ptuhu. This Kaisel, since it does not have a Reichiv Dalit, so it has a Loche of a Mokim Ptu, Ubotel Likan Ulikan. And so Mokim Ptu is Parve, just like, as we'll see later, if you have a Mokim Ptu between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to be Moitzi from the Mokim Ptu to the Rishus HaRabim or to the Rishus HaYochid. A Mokim Ptu is not a Rishus that's misnaget to two different Rishuyos. So here also, since it is less than Gimel, since it's less than Dalet Vochim, so it has a Loch of a Mokim Ptu, so a Mele, one is permitted to take from the Chotzer to the Reichev HaKaisel. Agav Uche, I saw in the Chedushi Beis Meir, in Shulchan Aruch, he asks Akashim, there's a cloud that is brought down that there's no Mokim Ptu in the Rishus HaYochid. Which makes a lot of sense. Because a Mokim Ptu, if it's in the Rishus HaYochid, so it's Mukif Mechitzes, so let's say you'll have in the Rishus HaYochid, you'll have an Omud that's Gavoya Dalit, and it's Gavoya Dalit Vachim, and it's Gimel Al Gimel. So if this would be in Rishus HaRabim, so it'd be a Mokim Ptu. If it's in the Rishus HaYochid, it's a Rishus HaYochid, and the person will be Zoyrik from a Rishus HaRabim on this Mokim is Chayev, because this is the din of Rishus HaYochid, because this is Mukiv the Mechitzes of the Rishus HaYochid, it's a Chelik of the Rishus HaYochid. In fact, the Beis Meir, So l'chayre, this kaiso is we're speaking about two chatzeres. So the whole area is a reshus ayochet. So how can it have a din of a mokim p'tur? So the Beis Meir says a very geshmake teretz. He says, but the nidin is that minatayre tzicha reshus ayochet. But mid rabbanon we consider each chatzah like a bezundere reshus. So it's you're not allowed to take from chatzah aleph to chatzah beis. So they're called two reshuyes. So in this the rabbanon dike inyan that there are two reshuyes. This is a mokim p'tur between both reshuyes. Pashtei tzich minatayre tzicha reshus ayochet. Both chatzeres are also reshus ayochet minatayre. And mid rabbanon there's a iser to carry from one reshus to the other reshus. And this mokim p'tur is a buffer zone that is no iser to take from any of these reshuyes to the mokim p'tur. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Let us see Taisvis for 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan in Omar Eilu Mala. Peirish min habayis. So if we will notice, there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi said, Malin mechatzeron leroishoi. That the Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to take from the chotzer. And Taisvis says, Peirish min habayis. That you're allowed to take from a bayis. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. The minachotza to take from the chotza afilu b'rochev dalet shori. Afilu b'rochev dalet, and it doesn't have a din of a mokim tu. The Rab Shimon Muki lo Rabbi Yochanan lo kama b'reish kol gages. Rabbi Yochanan zetz zayin ha-mishna like Rab Shimon. So according to Rab Shimon, you're allowed to take from one chotza to another chotza side by side. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying on our Mishnah? That if it's less than Dalit, you're allowed to take from the Chotzer to the Goiva HaKaisel. You're allowed to take from the Chotzer to the Goiva HaKaisel. Afilo, it's Dalit. So therefore Taisa says it's speaking about from the bottom to the Kaisel. So there we have a din. He says that it's a mokum to, you're allowed to take from the bottom to the Kaisel. Rashi is a schwere Rashi. From Rashi weiss deutsch, from the bottom you're not allowed to take. Only from the chotz you're allowed to take. So, I just saw the Eben Ha'oizer on Shulchan Aruch says in his Chedushim, he was Miyashiv Shitas Rashi. Seems the tour is also like Rashi, but I don't have the Chedushi Eben Ha'oizer, but this is a schwere Rashi. But that what Rashi says, Rashi seems to say, Davke mechatzeron, and not from a bias. And Rabbi Yochanan says the mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eilu oilin mikan va'oichlin, ve'eilu oilin mikan va'oichlin. So our Mishnah says, oilin, they're allowed to go up, and they're allowed to eat on top of the kaisel. Oilin in, malin loy, but they're not permitted to bring up from the chotzer to the kaisel. So l'chayre is a kash and Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see klal and taisus what the kash is. And the Gemara hochi come. Yes, boy, arbo, al arbo. That's true. The Mishnah that is speaking about that has arbo, al arbo. So then, ein malin. Malin in, malin loy. Ein doy arbo al arbo, but if there's no arbo al arbo, malin na me. Boz de Rabbi Yochanan le tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes le shitos. Techios o rabdi mi yomar Rabbi Yochanan. Mokim she ein doy arbo al arbo, muter livnei rishus arabim. Livnei rishus ayochid le katef olof. That one is permitted to be mekateif an a mokim to side of Nevishu Sarabim, side of Nevishu Sayochit. Obovad shelo yachlifu. As long as they don't take from a Rishus, you have to take from a Rishus Sayochit a mokim to, from a Rishus Sarabim to a mokim to, but it should not go in 2 steps from a Rishus Sayochit to a mokim to a Rishus Sarabim. So that is the svara of Yechanan. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan is only speaking about if it's not kavur, it's not rochav gimel. Zok Rashi mokim shein boi dalet roichev vaoim et bein reshus ayochid reshus arabim v'yesh loy heker, and there's a heker to it, so you can see how it's moved from these two reshuyes going gavoyim in oretz gimel. Ve'ilu ha'ya reichiv dalet. If this would be reichiv dalet, ha'ya nikra rishus la'atzmai, could be considered an eigener rishus. Ve'av yekal malis, ba'osa lekan or lekan. Then one is not permitted to take from rishus ha'yochit to a kalmas. Aval achshav nikra mokim p'tu. Umuta lekan or lekan, lekatev olav masi shalahem.
That what you're not allowed to be machlev, that's only yosemi derabon.
The ilu chiyuve leke. Achiyev the zichem will be. The beinen akira mirishus zu.
In order to be chayv, need an akira from one rishus.
Vahanocha loshus zu. Vahocha akira mirishus hayochid gemura. Vahanocha lemokim ptu. Vakire mimokim ptur, vanochel urshus harabim gemure.
It's very interesting that what Rashi says, Rashi speaks about the two reshuyes, urshus hayochid gemura, vanochel urshus harabim gemura. It's very interesting why Rashi all of a sudden has to add the word gemura. Unless I don't know if this is true, but Rashi says, and we had Rashi before in Erevin, and Rashi in Shabbos says that the gather of a mokim ptur is it becomes bottle to the rishus. So lochayre bottle to the rishus means that if you have a rishus harabim and you have a mokim ptur next to the rishus harabim, so it's bottle to the rishus harabim. So it has dinei rishus harabim, but it doesn't have dinei, and it has dinei, and it's bottle to rishus hayochid. It's bottled to that rishus also. So it has in itself dine rishus harabim lekula and dine rishus hayochid lekula. So, but that's why Rashi wants to differentiate, but this is not, this is a rishus harabim gemure, this is a rishus harabim afchiyev, this is a rishus hayochid anchiyev. And amokim ptur has dine rishus harabim, dine rishus hayochid, but it's not such a rishus for chiyev. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, Oilin en, in Malin loy. Eistig Mor es takashen Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that one is permitted to be male from the Chotza to the Kaisel? The Mishnah says you're only allowed to be Oila on the Kaisel. Taimet, Frektach Taisvis, the Maiko Salke Daitach, what did the Makshin hold? Vichy lo yode de Rabbi Yochanan, Ayri ben loy abo, that's what we're going about. Ein bo yar bo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a din of a mokim ptur. V'yeshloime de salke daitach, de taime de Rabbi Yochanan, that what Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're allowed to be male from the chotzer to the rosh hakoisel, the mishum, the ein regilis lehishtamesham, since it is gavoya yud, so it is not, so the goiva makes it ein rogel ishtamisham, v'loi osriya dodi. So therefore, there's no iser to take from the chotzer to the top of the kaisel, because it doesn't have, so adachsech mer teisvis means, it doesn't have a teiris rishus als the goiva. Not out the goiva shaboy, that makes it that it's not considered a bazundere rishus. I'm not taking from one chotzer. I'm not taking from a chotzer shal yochi to a chotzer meshutefes, because this doesn't have a teiras chotzer. It's not called a chotzer of a different rishus. He says here we have here new isurim. We have, you don't have to take from one rishus to another rishus. That's midarabona. So since the goiva makes it difficult to be mishtamish, so therefore it's not considered like a different rishus. It's not considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. So if the lomdis is because of the ein regilis lehishtamish, there's no issue. So then there's no difference if it's pachas midalad or dalad. Uadin bereichiv dalad, kiven shugavoya yud ve'ein noyach lehishtamisham. So that's, they said, the Gemara did not understand, so it seems the goiva
And the then that regilously stamish that gufa gives it a din of a bokim ptur. That's how the Gemara understood. It's not considered a besondere rishus. Is a lahochi leipoch el Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore the Gemara is on Rabbi Yochanan for the Mishnah. Avol Rav the time of Mishum the bottle, but Rav said the reason that pochas me gimel is you're not allowed to be oichel ala koisel because because it's bottle to both reshuyis. So the Gemara understood if that's the lomdus why it's also so dalit that has is a teres l'shus b'fnayatzmai v'shayich ela be'ein by dalit al dalit. But if there's dalit al dalit, then it is not osal kaponim lechel al gabov. Sal kaponim. We have over here that the svara of Rabbi Yochanan is that the poches migimul is a loch of a mokem ptur, but there's no iser of a kirem mereshus lereshus. Frek the gemore v'rav leslay the Rav Dimi. I mean, this memre chios Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan that a mokem ptur you're allowed to take from a reshus shel chiyuv to a mokem ptur. V'rav leslay the Rav Dimi. So the Gemara answered as follows. Iber shuyos diyaraisa, baya reshus diyaraisa, reshus harabim en amokim ptu ochinam. Ochimayaskinim bereshuyos derabonon. Here we are speaking about bereshuyos derabonon. Eismina teure is bachlalma wisa. The whole issa to take from one chotzer to another chotzer is only a derabonon. Vachachomim also chizik ledivreim yoysa mishal teure. But Kevin the Chachamim wanted to ensure that these Yisurim will remain, so therefore they were machmel. And even though in Yisod, in Lomdus, it says, Adin of a Mokim Ptu, and it should be permissible, the Chachamim were machmel, said, Punkt Fakert, that it has Adin von Abashtei Reshuyi Yisholt is boy. And it is awesome. Reshuyi is the Erais, is the Trashi, Kegoin Reshus, Rabim, Vyoch. The Rabbonon Chatzeres, the Rishus Yocht v'Yochetu. This is the Rishus of a Yochet, this is the Rishus of a Yochet. Mi the Rabbonon who do also, some Meile, bye, here they were Machma. Hoche b'may eskinin, b'rishu yeis the Rabbonon, zog toisves. Nire davke ki hoche. When were they Machma? And that also chizikle devreim, davke, by these two reshuyes terabon. Sha'akel reshus ayochet. Everything is a reshus ayochet. Elo shaloi irvu. They were not ma'ariv one with the other. So memele, so this whole iser is a very fluky iser. You're taking from one reshus to another reshus. So memele, without a chizikle devreim, people would come to be mezalzel in this iser. So therefore they had to be machmer. Avo mokem she'ein boi dalet al dalet she'bein reshus ayochid lekamles. But what is if you have a reshus ayochid? And then you'll have a mokem she'ein boi dalet al dalet. And then you'll have a kamles. So there, Dalton Pshat is, the Issa kamles is midarabonon, it's a drabon de kereshus arab. So there, the Iser is not so difficult to be masik. People are not mizalzel in this Iser so much. This is the from one Rishus to another Rishus is mamish a man-made Iser. We don't have anything doime to that minatayre. So there you need chizik, or else people be mizalzel. Mashenken akalmus, it has similarities to a Rishus Arab. It's not a Rishus Ayochet. So Mamela ain't nire she yachlik rab, so their rab won't be chaylik. Elamuta livnei reshus ayochid livnei kamus lakatabolot. Their rab will be moide they weren't machma. Uktsas muchach kein beperikame. So Taisa wants to bring now a raya to this aloche from the Gemara in the first parak. The muki rove hoda omar rab. So here we have a memre of rab. And Rav said, Teicha Pesach, afal pi she'ein boi dalet al dalet. That we had a movui, Teicha Pesach was bein alachayayim, we had an area that was not dalet al dalet, and it was in Yesod Amokim Ptur.
So the Gemara says, according to Rav, Tzorich lechi acher lahatiroi, ha-pasuach lekamalis. That means, if this is pasuach lekamalis, if this mokim ptu, this beina lechayayim, which is, does not have dalad al dalad, so you have a reshus hayochid, the mavui, and then you have the opening of the mavui, you have a mokim ptu, and then that opens up to a kamalis. So the Gemara says, in order to be matar tutul in the beina lechayayim, you need a lechi achalatir to make it a reshus hayochid. Why? Mishum de motzo min es minay. Because the mokim ptu is samuch to the kamalis. So memelus I say motza minus minay veneya. So now the mokim ptu becomes part of the kamalis. It becomes an extension of the kamalis. Even though it doesn't have the correct dimensions of the kamalis, it's not dalad al dalad, but al kolponim, it becomes mitzuriv to the kamalis. So therefore, you're not allowed to be metaltal in the, you're not allowed to be metaltal into the, into this mokim ptu. You're not to take from the moving into the mokim ptu. Or the reshus haram. But if it will be pasuach to reshus haram, so then it's shari. Because then you don't say motza min es min evinei. To like koma, so lechayre, why did the Gemara have to say according to Rav? That the reason, why did the Gemara have to say, according to Rav, that the reason why they asked pasuach lekamalis, a mokim ptu pasuach lekamalis, because the mokim ptu becomes a kamalis, motza minus mina v'neil. Rav, let us say, according to Rav, since it's pasuach lekamalis, so also chizik ledivrei, so they asked to take from a mokim ptu the babay the rabbon also chizik ledivrei, mishum da also chizik. Elevadai af le rav ben karmus l'shus hayochid lo yosul chizik. So Mamel, this is a raya from the Gemara. Is kan shoyel ha-ben Eishis Tosis brings a raya from that Gemara. Why did the Gemara have to say a new lomdis of motzo min es minoy and it becomes, the bakabtu becomes a kamlis, let us say, because also chizik l'divrei is a raya, you don't say also chizik l'divrei. But here Taisus Lamaisis says that if you have a mokim ptu between a kamalis and a reshus hayochid, you'll be able to take from the mokim ptu to the kamalis. I let us say motza minas mina veneya. Let us also become a kamalis. So the teretz is Taisus is speaking about a mokim ptu that is gavoya asoro, because that's what we're talking about over here. That's gavoya asoro and doesn't have, and is less than dal dal dal. So this brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you can't say a mokim ptu that's gavoya asoro that is a din of a kamalus, because ain't kamalus lemaila me asoro. So memela doesn't have a shame kamalus. So here the whole din is, do you say also chizuk de brem, le also chizuk de brem? Mashenkin over there was speaking about that the mokim ptu was the same level of the kamalus, so it could get a teres kamalus, so there is a new svare of motzah min es minay. So Taisa says, a shtik raya from the Gemara, that a filo according to Rav, you were not machmer by a mokim ptu that is between a reshus hayochid and a kamalus. Umiyu Taisa says, Motzino lameima da osam leinoke taima da chizik mishum dis leitaima chine. I mean, the Gemara is to give all the reasons why you need this lechi. The Gemara, that's also a true reason. Motza minas mina. There's another reason also. And also chizik ledevreim. So it's not araya gemura. Birshuyais derabonon. So the Gemara said, by Rishuyais derabonon, so then Rav is machman. Bepeirak keitzad mishtatfim, mekel Rav Dimi tfei, mishmei derab yoichinin bishuyais derabonon. Rav Dimi is mekel by Rishuyais derabonon, Vishori afilu lahachlev. Hey, this is the opposite of Rav. Rav was machmer b'shuyis derabonon, and Rav Dimi mishmei derab yoichanim was matir to be machlev, to take from the reshus hayochid to the mokim ptu, to a Carmelist. Kshiyesh ben Rishus HaYochid leKarmelist Mokin Shem Boi Dalo Dal Dal.
Vaho da Oma Rabbi Yochanan Hoche Eilu Malin Mikan Vaoichlin. Fraktach Toisves, so Rabdimi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that by Rishuyes the Rabbonon, one is permitted to be, by Rishuyes the Rabbonon, one is permitted to be Machlef also. So Bezoi, Fraktach Toisves, so we have Rabbi Yochanan over here. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have a Mokim Ptur between the two Chatzeres, Eilu Malin Mikan Vaoichlin, Eilu Malin Mikan Vaoichlin, and who then is Meridin, but you can't be Machlef. That's for sure. Paistais afil leit Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be Machlef. Zuktachtaisves, so lechoyre, zestirin Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, v'hodam Rabbi Yochanan hoch elu malu mikan v'oichlin, masik de Zeiri yomro. And Zeiri weiss is chaylik an Ravdimi. But according to Ravdimi, you're allowed to be Machlef also. He says, so Kalim, Shteito of Emerson, Amir de Kezach, that the whole Issa from two Chatzeres is only an Issa of Akire Vahanoche. That means, let's say, yet Kalim, if our mission is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan knows our mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you take from the bias, you're allowed to put it on the kaisel. The kaisel is a mokim tu. So this is kalim sheshavsu babayis. So you're allowed to put it on the kaisel. Now, you're allowed to take it from the kaisel to yenim schotza. So this is kalim sheshavsu babayis. You're allowed to take it to yenim schotza. So we see that the whole Isser to take a keli from a shavsabais into a chotz is only Isser of akire vahanoche. So if the akire is from a mokim ptur, so it's mutter already. That's where we see a meir de kechidish. If the akire is from a mokim ptur, it is mutter already. The marsho asks a kashem, what is the gemara's kashem? Is this, the Gemara is a stir of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that what? By us, by istachois, that you can only be mala from the chotzer to the kaisel. But you can't be machla. And there it says, you could be machla. Frek the marsho, what's the kasha? We see, Tosfos just before said, that afilu rav, that's machma, Rav is machma. Rav says that by a chotzer lechotzer, by a chotzer lechotzer, if you have a mokim ptur in between, is also chizel to divrayim, and you're not to be, even be metaltal on agabi akaisel. But Taisu says, a mokim ptur between a rishus hayochid and a karmelis, there Rav holds it's gringer. They also chizel to divrayim. So we see from Rav, that Rav says there's a greater mokim to be makel by, from a Rishus Hayochid to a Kamus with a mokim ptur in between, than from two Rishus Hayochid. That we see from Rav. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, wasn't as machmir as Rav. He said, you're allowed to take from the Chotzer to the Kaisel. You're allowed to take from the Chotzer to the Kaisel if it's a mokim ptur. But could be, he held that you're not allowed to be machlef. Masha Einkein, over here, Masha Einkein, in the case where there's a Rishus HaYoch, the Mokim Ptur and the Karmelis, so there it's killed, so there he holds you're allowed to be machlef also. Let us see the Marsha. Marsha asks this Kasha and Tosfos. This is the third Marsha. And then the Daf Yagmor, Daf Yudal Adamed Aleph. The third marsha. Vishu yesh de rabbonon, vishori afilu lahachlif, sheyesh bein rishus hayochid lekalmus. Vaho, the omer rabbi yochin in hoche, that you're not allowed to be machlif. So the Gemara says, the ziri yomro. But not according to the ziri, allowed to be machlif also. Vyesh le dagdik. Fias vorische Koswatois is lel. The Ike lahachma tve hoche. That the emis in our case is, there's more mistava to be machma. Shahakul reshus hayochid. The also le rav. Therefore rav asob. Abu reshus hayochid. The kalmless and nirishayachlik rav. So we see that a reshus hayochid, a kalmless is killed and two reshus hayochids. So we could say the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan. Af o gav dohoche machma. Heich edakel reshus hayochid v'oise lahachlef. Hosom reshus hayochid v'kalmeles efshe demekel. Omataraf lahachlef. V'amai koma deziri yomro. Fact of my show, so why do you have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan that's matter to be machlef, our memory is only according to Ziri, can go according to Kulam. V'yishloimers emfet of my show, say, tohoche l'rav niche. The machmer tvei bahakel reshus hayochid. Val va'osi lemiti lohoitzi mishus hayochid zeh reshus hayochid ach. If it means, if you're going to make any coolers, so they're going to carry from one reshus hayochid to another reshus hayochid. Kach osu chizik yoysa mishal teire. The airi bebeiz reshuyis, beleke lemiti kol kach. So that means a reshus hayochid to a kalmeles, a reshus hayochid to reshus harab. People know. Shus ayochit, reshus ayochit. It's people will make a mistake. So that's all you need is to take the shus ayochit to the mokim too. So memele, they'll be matter also from the shus ayochit to the other shus ayochit. Mahay time, nami shus ayochit, the kalmus nami like a lamite. Dabba beis reshus. Avul a rabbi yoichin. Kiv in the bishal toira osa lahachlif. Ubahal koil reshus ayochit nami osu lahachlif. Mishum da osu oisai kein shal teirem. Okay, why did he ask her b'shus hayochid? So he says, they asked her lahachlev because osu oisai kein shal teirem. Mikoshka b'shus hayochid v'kam was this lo lemeim da osu ke shal teirem. The dom yulei tvei da minami beiz reshuyis. So that's what he said, the terz of the marsha is, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold the svar of osu chizik l'debrim. That's all. If it's osu chizik, you have to ask her afilu to be mala. The svar of osu chizik, Yizikha doesn't hold. So the whole reason is machmer lahachmer, lahachlev, is because he says this is doime to a reshus hayochid to reshus harab. So if he's medame to reshus hayochid to a reshus hayochid to reshus harab, avad the gibis akalmus to reshus hayochid, avad the gibis taf medame zain to a reshus harab, memeles, it's also lahachlev. Therefore the Gemara, they say that our Gemara is going according to Zeiri. Zogte Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Barav Hune, Oma Rav Nachman. Koiso shebein shtei chatzeres, tzidoi echot gavoya asoret vochim, de tzidoi echot shover loores. Let us see the Perish Chai. This is page 156. 17. Now, we have here two chatzeres. If we'll notice that the level, you have a kaisel that is 10 tvachim tall, that's from the bottom chatzer. Because the level of the kake, the bottom chatzer is lower than the top chatzer. So memela, from the kakois ha-chatzer till the end of the kaisel, it is yut tvachim. Masha'enkein, from the top chotzer where the small aleph is, so the karka is higher, so the goiva ha-koisel is less than 10 tfochim. So now we have, that is the case over here. Now let us see. Koisel shebein shtei chatzeris, tzidai echod gavoya asora tfochim. On one side, the koisel is 10 tfochim higher than the chotzer. The tzidai echod shovel oretz. The other side, we'll see Rashin Taisa, shovel oretz, does that mean literally? It means it's lower. It's not 10 tfachim higher than the oretz. So now the halacha is noisin oisoi loze she shovel oretz. So now, even though we learned till now, that a koisel shebein beis chatzeres has the halacha of Both chatzeres, let's say it's called a if it's talat tvachim, so it's a chatzah b'fnei atzmai. It's called a bezunder rishus. And so that is only if by it is 10 tvachim from both chatzeres. But if by one chatzah it is, let's say, 6 tvachim, and by the other chatzah it's 10 tvachim, so then we assume that this kaisel is an extension of the Baal HaChatzah, that it's only 6 tvachim high from the kakois of his chatzah. Since by him it's nechet hashmishtei, and since by the other one it's loy nechet hashmishtei, so we assume that this whole kaisel in Hilchei Shabbos, not in Chayshe Mishpat, but in Hilchei Shabbos, this is an extension of his chatzah. So there, if it's an extension of his chatzah, he's allowed to be male from his chatzah to the kaisel and take off. And therefore, if this is an extension of his chatzah, so the other one won't be able to put up on the chatzah, because this is Yenim's chatzah. Nois nois noi lozeh sheshovelo, it's mishum dahave lozeh tashmish benachas, or lozeh tashmishoi bekoshe, v'cho lozeh benachas, lozeh bekoshe, nois nois noi lozeh she tashmishoi benachas. Yeah. Zot Rashi, Bitside echot shovelor, it's klima govoyo hu min ha'achas. From one of the chatzeres it's 10 tvachim tall. Benamach ulachavote, and gabi the other chatzer it's lower. Ki goin shekarkaisha shel zu govoyo. Kol kamo deloy govoyo yud, kori lei shovelor. Is neisnim oisoi, lahalois, o lahoyrid me olof. To the one it's tashmishe benachas v'chavei royosa, and for the other one it's also. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shizvi, Omar Rav Nachman, charit shebein shtei chatzeres. Let us look at picture 18. And again we have a similar case, but this is in a charitz. Here it's from the hapachu, the higher karke, so the charitz is yud tvachim deep. The lower karke, so here the charitz is less than yud tvachim deep. Charitz shebein shtei chatzeres, sidei echad omur kasore, betzidei echad shavu laoretz. Is nois to nois lozeh she shavu laoretz, mishum dahavu lei lozeh tashmishei benachas, him it's tashmishei benachas, so we assume that this is an extension of his chotzer, lozeh tashmishei bekoshe. So now the shayla is, why do you need both memories? Utzriche di yashminin koiso mishum de begoivo mishtamshi inshi. When do we say it's an extension that davke if it's less than 10 tvachim? Because a person is mishtamish by the goiva. Avol charitz beumke loy mishtamshi. People are not mishtamish in a charitz. So then I don't say that it has a hemshech of his chotzer. V'yashmin em becharitz mishum debeloi be'isa tashmishto. By a charitz, so the tashmish, when one is mishtamish within a charitz, is nothing to fear, because if whatever he puts in the charitz won't fall off. Avol koisel de beise tashmishte eim aloi. So therefore people are afraid to be mishtamish on top of the koisel, since it's only a narrow area, so it might fall off. So therefore we don't consider it a continuation of his chotzah. So therefore we have to say both. Zogt Rashi. Emeloi mishte shavlo chritz apnei eure chachatzeres mavdo ben zulezu have mechitze maoyese. So this is also a mechitze shavlo oret sheine omek bimeno yud kegoin shekako iso namuch. The kakis of this chotzer is namuch. Emeloi mishte rei de ledidei namitash mishoi bikoshu, because it's people are not mishtamish in acheritz. Loi bisa tashmishtei ma shemenich by mishtame, ma shein kein by a koisel, bisa tashmishtei shen loiflem achafetz. Zog Taisvis. Koisel shebein beis chatzeres govoya asore, vitzidei echod shove laoretz. Zog Taisvis lav shove mamishkoma, dem keim lav heinu koisel. Lahakel hi karkois chotze, el koshen govoya yud, shove laoretz korilei, kach perish bekunteres. Vim teima. Rafchiz de doma bepeire kol gagois, frektach Taisvis, Rafchiz de holz. Gidut, hey, umechitza, hey, ein mitstarfen. Rafchiz de holz, that if you have a mound of karke, let us say, Rafchiz is talking about, let us look back in picture 17 again. In picture 17, there the Gemara is speaking about that let's say there's a chotzer, where the aleph is, and there's a chotzer on the other side, like in this picture. So chotzer aleph is b'emesin muvdul from chotzer beis with a mechitza hay, and it's also the karke, the goiva karke is also hay. So you don't have, like this, we have an Omud Yud has a Teiris Rishus HaYochid. We have a Mechitza Yud gives it a Teiris Rishus HaYochid. Here, we have a combination. We have an Omud Hey and a Mechitza Hey. So there's a Shail in the Gemara, if you could be Mitztarif, these two, to give it a Teiris Mechitza. The Cham Tzvi says in a note, the lumdus of the Shaila is, because an Omud is a Dova Otum, is Moishchen Mimenu Mechitzes. It's not a Mechitz alone. You're Moishch Mechitzes from an Omud Yud. And this is a Mechitz. And those nicht ein and nicht her. It's a halbe Mechitz, a halbe Dova Otum. Can it be Mitzurif? Al Koponim, Rav Chizde says that it's not Mitzurif. It doesn't have a Teiris Mechitz, Legabi Chotzer Allah. Rabbi Chotzer Beis has a Mechitza Yud. There's no Shaila. Chotzer Beis can zichar not be Ma'arev with Chotzer Aleph. But Chotzer Aleph does not have a Teiris Mechitza. Vim toim ala Rav Chizda Doma bepeire kol gagois, gidot hei a Mechitza hei, ein mitstarfen. So lechoyre, if it's not mitstarif, so this Chotzer has a problem. So there's no Mechitza that's mavdol between him and Chotzer Beis, so he's poratz b'miluay l'mokei ma'osaloi, so he's not allowed to be mitaltal b'chlal in his Chotzer. So Memele, here we're saying gewaldike kulis, the one that Tashmishe benachas is allowed to take off from the koisel to his Chotzer, the cat is not allowed to be mitaltal at all in his Chotzer, because he's poratz b'miluay l'mokei ma'osaloi, he's poratz b'miluay to yen Chotzer. My common noise and noise is that she shovel or it's a metalton bel yoyne hello bedalit. Bel yoyne can only be metalton dalit amis. Be shloim as it is ain't a hanami. Abo de mikol mokim nafke mine, the teich dalit mia, shori le talton in a kaisel o yoyne. Ain't a hanami take. It's parts when Milui Lamaki Mosley says that Teir is calmless. That is true. But Al Koponim, the Kaisel and the Chotzer is one Rishus. She allowed to be metaltal from the Kaisel to the Chotzer. That's all what the Gemara is saying. Even though it's you only have to metaltal less than Daladamis. But Al Koponim, this is considered like one big Rishus. So it's not considered I'm taking from the Kaisel to the Chotzer. It's called one big Chotzer. So maybe you have to be metaltal Daladamis. The Taisus Arosh brings a teretz, a different teretz, that it is speaking about that this that till Yud Amis that the Yud Amis of this Kaisel was not Gavoya Yud Amis from the Kalka. Later the Kaisel went higher. So it comes out, so since there was not more than Yud Amis Bein Bezach HaTzeiris, it has a Teiris Pesach. So it has a, because Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha does not have a Teiris
Mechitze, Sarez a Teres Pesach, but it won't answer because the whole area was not more than 10 Amis, and on the sides, some of the Mechitze went up a little bit more. So Memele, so it's not Poretz B'Milui, it's allowed to be Metaltel in his Chotzer, and then Moses, not only that, he's allowed to take from the Kaisel to his Chotzer. Look the Gemara weiter. Bolematoi. What if he wants to be memayit? The goiva of the kaisel. Bolemayit. A kaisel koit. The kasal kedaita. She also tail off all the mata bekalke. Somach le kaisel. Either he made a pile of offal. We have three nice pictures over here in the Perish Chai 157. The pile of offal is Aleph. Either he made a pile of offal. Or, Oibona Itztabe. That's on the left. He made Itztabe. Or, Einir Sham Paspasin. Which is basically Shklovos this is, but I'll upon him, it made a mound, and that elevated next to the kaisel, the mokim akalke. So now, from here till the goiva kaisel, there's less than yutzvachim. So him, it's also nichetash mishte. So the shail is if he's allowed to take from the kaisel to, if he's allowed to take, let's make it not so complex. Let us say that both chatzeres is Yutvachim. And now he went and put a mound there, so now by him, it's not Yutvachim, it's nine Tvachim. So if it's nine Tvachim, so then the Kaisel becomes an extension of my Chotzer, because it's Nichetash Mishtei. That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara Bola Mayit HaKaisel Koi, wants to be Mayit HaGoiva HaKaisel, Kesalka Dait, or Shosa Telof, or Lamata Bekalka Samach LaKaisel, Oy bone it's the be oy nir sham pas pesim. So these three cases tamish bechol hakaisel kulay. Then he's allowed to be mishtamish in the whole case. Vimloy, vimla. But what if there's less than dal in the mishtamish ella keneged hamid? Then he can only be mishtamish keneged hamid. Frak the gemara. Monefshach. What shot is this? If a miut that's less than dal, that helps. So we consider that from this is a stepping stone to the kaisel. For me now the kaisel, I have access to the kaisel. Is bekule kaisel ishtamish. So this should be considered like a pesach to the kaisel, and I have access to the whole kaisel. Ilo yahani, if you'll say since it's less than dal. It's garnish, you don't have access to it either. I feel like a negative Vietnamese like. Ravine said, Kigoin Sha'oka Hulya Meirosha. It is speaking about that we can look in the picture that he did not put a mound by the kaisel. He was oika from the Rosha Kaisel Achulya. That's where the dalad is. So that mokim is considered, an extension of his chotzer. So there he's allowed to be mishtamish. And the rest of the kaisel is yud. So then the din is, he's not allowed to take from his chotzer to the rest of the kaisel. Let us see Rashi. Im yesh b'miyutei dalet oirech b'tzad meshech ha-kaisel, the dalet tvochim, the length of the kaisel, have a kepesach. V'kivin d'mimenu l'maylo loy gavoy asorem mishtamish b'chol ha-kaisel. Shaitash mishi b'nacha sha'oyle loy can get up on the kaisel derech pischois. He has a oifen to get up on the kaisel. Iyahani miyute lamevi pischa kulei shori. It also be, so if it helps lamevi pischa, let it become a pesach kulei shori. Vilo yahani habotale, if it doesn't help, so it's nothing. So if it doesn't help, so na filamikai may also not. Amarvina lab malamata skita.
We're not speaking about that, that he was memayet the goyvel akaisel from the bottom. Tos about the botsim medalem hamid midi. Elok a goin sha oka chulia me reishu. Was oka chulia from the reisha kaisel. Mi goyvoi shal kaisel kori reisha. Kusan oyu be reisha peiris. Hilka. I have mi yute arbo oirech. If this dalet vorem on top, have a pischel chola kaisel. It's not considered a separate reshus, it's considered a continuation of his chotza. He's allowed to be mishtamish. The reshash asks Akasha, how are you allowed to be mishtamish in this mokim of the Oka Chulye? Says, even though this is a continuation of his chotzer, but it's poritz b'milui to the rest of the kaisel. And the rest of the kaisel is also l'ishtamish. Because the rest of the kaisel is gavoy yayut. So the rest of the kaisel is also l'ishtamish. So since it's also l'ishtamish, so this should also be also. That's the Rishash's kasha. The Rishash blives by a kasha. Emerson, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, brings down the kasha. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that two terutzim. One terutz, he says that this is a locha of churei reshus hayochid. I think pshat in the terutz is that churei reshus hayochid has a din reshus hayochid, even though mitzad atzmo, it doesn't have the dimensions of reshus hayochid. But since this is oimed letashmish a reshus hayochid, so get the dinim of a reshus hayochid. So here, since this mokem hachulye, that means if you'd be done mitzad atzmoy, it's bitter, it's poritz b'miluoy to reshus ha'osoloy. But it doesn't get its dinim mitzad atzmoy. Since this is neiche tashmishte for this chotzer, so me mele tznigra abos of this chotzer, and I don't look at it mitzad atzmei, that but it's pesuach, poritz b'milui l'mor k'mos oloi. That's the same lumdus. Every chul reshus hayochid does not have tznoim of reshus hayochid either. It doesn't have dalet, it doesn't have a goyva yud, it doesn't have the tznoim of reshus hayochid. But since it's oimed l'shimush reshus hayochid, so it gets those dinim, the oimed l'shimush gives it the hilchus of reshus hayochid, is who adin here also. Look upon them, that's what the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers. Oma Rav Yechiel, kofo safo memayit. Person, let's look at picture 20. Kofa safol memayit. He went and took a safol, a type of a keli, and he turned it upside down. So this is also memayit the goyva hakaisel. Frek the gemore v'amay. This doesn't make sense to anybody. Dover hanitl b'shabbos. So this is something that you permitted to be metaltal in Shabbos. V'dover hanitl b'shabbos eine memayit. If the gemore lo tzriche de chabrei ba'aret. He attached it to the karke. Frag the gemore v'chi chabre ba'are may have it. Botanyo pago shehitmino b'teven. If a person was matmin in teven eiteino b'charore shehitmino b'gecholim. And it's mukze. The pago, the charore is not mukze, but the teven in the gecholim were mukze. So the din is in Megula Miktsoson, Nitelis b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to pick it up in Shabbos. And it's called Tiltul Minatzat, Tzerich Dover Amuta. So Memele also the same thing. So this gate Miron, it's Chibra Bekarke. The Gemara learned that there's only an Isser of Tiltul. So it should be Tiltul Minatzat, Tzerich Dover Amuta. In Megula Miktsoson, Nitelis b'Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Hoche B'maya Skinan, the Islay Ugnayim. It has Ugnayim, so let us see, it's Ugnayim, here's the picture, the Aleph is Ugnayim, a rim. So,
So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Kofo safo somach lekoisel, umiyit govoi measore. Kol hani miyuti, kigoin deleke yud meroyshe leroyshe koisel. Now, after the miyut, that means miyut, that is not yud tvochim from this base to the roishe koisel. My havi, akati nitl bishabesu. Pago taino boiso, shetoim nemoise beteven lehizbasho. You stick it into teven, it should get right. Veteven muktsu, v'osa letaltaloi. Kigoin shehikceyu lilboin levenim. V'acharogo sheitmina esmael v'gecholim. V'achshav kovu, umikomo kimuktsim heim. Avu loy kovu loy. Then yizichan are allowed to, because then the shayla vada malocha, the mitrech shenefochim, since when he's going to take this out of Chavore from the Gecholim, he's turning the Gecholim upside down. Mechaber is a tachtoynis, umaver es al yoynis, kademrinim bekrisus. The islu ugnayo ke ein tzafolim shalonu, ta'achshav ofer munach aleihem, so the offer is lying on top of it, v'have mezes ofer min koimoy, v'doyme lechoyfer. This already is daima lechayfa. Frag the Gemara, Rizla is naim I have, posnana toime in lefes utznoin, tachas agefen, atoime in zuktrashi latnia. So you have a picture here, atoime in lefes utznoin, tachas agefen. Yeah. Bizman shem miktsas alin migulin, if miktsas of the alin of the Lefes its noin is megula. He's allowed to take it out. Einei choshesh loy mishum ploim, loy mishum maisa, loy mishum shviyis, v'nitolim b'shabes. So al kaponim, you're allowed to take it. Don't say it's nirik echoifa. Shkutimol leitzriche deboi mora v'chatzin. Zekt Rashi, mikzis alim megulin. We're talking about he was taiming it. Latnia. Yeah, just wanted to preserve it. In those days when they didn't have refrigeration, so this used to preserve the food. Mikzas ala megulim, mishum Shabbos nakalo, the boy lemisn nitolim b'Shabbos, shenoitlon ba'oichzon ba'olin shalahem. Einoi choishish, mishum klaya keren. So since he's taiming it, so the male that's night, he has no interest to be noiteya it. So my male does not use of klaya kel. B'loy mishum shviz, mishana shviz, it's not called naitaya and pishviz. B'loy mishum maisa, l'shema nishrash v'nitoise. Don't have to be chayish, maybe became nishas v'nitoise. V'moy yechoshish l'maisa, tzorech l'asas tzvose. A'balek l'meichish l'ochi, d'loy nishrash. You don't have to be afraid that it was nishrash. Moro chatzine. Okay. Zog toisviz. Hatoimein lefes utznoin, so taisvis bishaloi ishrishu ayr, dechshishrishu lehoyu nitolim b'shabbos. You wouldn't be able to take it in Shabbos. Fak taisvis vimtaim abishloi megabi kloim ishviyis itzach lachshminim. So what happens? A person just went and stuck into the earth lefes utznoin, it wasn't nishrach. So bishloime by klaim eshviz the chiddush is like gazrinin kshemiskaven lahatmin or to dulma osolita. Maybe someone will learn from this that you're allowed to plant it also. Then it would be osar in shviz and be osar tzklayaker. Avu maisa mashayich kan. Afilu hishrish. Afilu would be hishrish given the leket teisvitz. Ve'i nok tele inyen. If the whole inyen of maisa is, because there's no taste of this, what's the chiddush? Le'inyin d'shori la'asar olov min hatolush, that pshat, you're allowed to be ma'aser. Min hatolush, oy mimenu balatolush, that's the chiddush. There's a same tolush, since it was put only latzniya, and it wasn't nishchash, lo'ichashini dulma osa lefrush min hatolush al mechuba, min hamechuba ala tolush. In Cain, Havalele, Minketrumim. So, Ibezoi, if that is the Chiddush, so the Gemara should not have mentioned Maisa, the Gemara should have mentioned Trumim. The Gabi Mechuba, Vetolish, Chogi Lahaskir Trumim, Bechol Mokim. Ein Termin, Minatolish, Ala Mechuba, Peres Arigazu Tlushim, Yitzuma Peres Mechuborim.
So memele, so what is the chiddush that you don't to be chayish als meisa? Ba'aymari, tergilesu shemitoisvin machmas lichluchis hakark. That lemaise, it swells up, ke'ein sha'onu royim, shumen upsolim, shemitoisvin afiluk shemenochim bachaloim. Baloi say, toisvis koma vein tzorch la'asa, hoyu vohoyu misukonim ikoidem. Since it was Mesukin before, and this swelling is not Machayev any Afroshe. But Davke Noket Hatoimen, then it's Take, because the whole Kabona was Atmona. Avodim L'Shem Netiya Oise, Choshesh Mishim Kulon.